You have tuned into the Timely Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning into episode 28.
Really pisses me off, this darn dog. Jubub, he can't win a race. I don't know what's going on. He races against these other dogs. I think he's fast. I mean, you've seen him run, but...
get the fastest here, Pond!
He can't win a race. I don't know. He's gonna have to start winning. Earn some money, earn his keep, or else I don't know what's gonna happen. We might have to send you back to the carnival.
No, not the carnival where I have to scoop to poop!
Well... I don't know what you're gonna think about doing, but better get those poop and scooper skills back into play.
No!
Sorry. I don't know.
What's all the ruckus around here? Come out here and eat some of my good old tater salad.
No tater salad. We need cooter salad. Oh yeah, that good stuff.
Why don't you head down to the swap and round me up some of them cooters, y'all?
All right, we can do that. So. We're going to the swamp, getting some cooter turtles.
Right on, Pa, I can't wait!
Oh yeah, it's gonna be awesome. You know, y'all know how you love catching those cooter turtles.
Oh, they're so slimy and slip right through my little hands.
Gotta make sure they don't snap at you, though.
Oh, I've been bending over, man. It's not a big deal. Hey, Best Buddy Jim, guess what? The grocery outlet has Copenhagen and Rainier on sale!
On sale? Oh, they never have it on sale.
I know! You better get down there fast!
Yeah, okay, hon. We're going to the grocery outlet. We're getting Rainier in Copenhagen. You need anything?
Why don't you pick me up a chicken?
Oh, a chicken. Yeah.
I need some chicken.
Okay, we ain't gonna go get cooter salad today. We'll get chicken. Yeah.
Chicken, yeah.
To the Mullet Mobile.
Yes, hello, this is Wilbur McPillifry.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, nobody here has met Chris yet, all you Beaver believers. This is Chris. He's coming to us today from... Go ahead and introduce yourself, Chris.
Sunny California. What's up, all you Beaver bangers out there? Let's get this party rolling.
All right. Well, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about today. There's nothing's really been set up or established, so we'll just have a free-for-all.
Right on. Well, we can talk about cheese puffs and Cracker Jacks. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome. So this is Chris. Chris is a long-time listener, first-time spokesman personality here for the Beaver.
What's up, Mikey? What's up, Sam? What's up, Sam? What's up, Aaron? What's up, all the homeboys up there in Oregon? I miss you guys. I really do.
So Chris is out there, and hey, Chris, what have you been up to this weekend? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, hey, thanks for starting it off, Ted. I was trying to think of something to talk about, but you jumped the gun.
Oh, I know. I have a tendency to do that. Ask Dave. If you've been listening, I've cut him off all the time.
Right, well, you know, I haven't... haven't been up to anything too crazy, except I did go skydiving with shaving cream all over my nutsack, and I fell about 2 miles, and I actually had a bunch of helium balloons that I quickly blew out of my ass, and I tied those to my arms to slow me down. And so I survived the fall. It was an experience, but yeah.
I think I remember hearing about that on the news last night.
Really?
You're lucky to be alive.
yeah, it was a crazy one. No, nothing that crazy actually, Ted. This week I've just been kind of kicking back with my girl Elisa, and drinking a little vino and making some grub and. She actually left for France today, so she's on her way to Paris, actually, as we speak. But before that, you know, we actually got a little case of food poisoning.
Oh, fun. So you're shitting out both ends.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. See, the thing is, we went to P.F. Chang's on Sunday.
Oh, not P.F. Chang's. That place is grubbing.
Well, you know what? See, here's the thing. We've actually deduced that it wasn't P.F. Chang's.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. That place is good. What happened was we actually made some stuffed bell peppers on the next Monday. And oh my goodness.
Oh, shit.
Talk about brutal.
Oh, shit. I'm shitting. Yeah, that sucks. Sorry to hear that.
You know, it was brutal, you know, and we found out it was probably the meat, it was probably the ground beef, but what happened, we ate around 7 or so, and then about 2, 3 in the morning, you know, it was funny, because we both had simultaneous, pains and funny sounds coming from our stomachs, you know?
And then you had a simultaneous shit on the toilet.
Yeah, oh, we were both running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was crazy, you know, one after the other.
Oh, man, that must have been a lovely smell in that bathroom.
Oh, God, it kind of sounded like this. It was brutal. So, you know, yeah, definitely coming out of both ends. We were sick all day Tuesday. I mean, I've never imposed that on anybody. It's just, it's torture. It's definitely torture, you know. And, yeah, we were definitely hitting the John a few times. And, but, you know, we were just puking everything up, and we got really dehydrated, you know. I mean, we couldn't hold down water, nothing. And you still there, Ted?
I'm still here.
Okay. Uh-oh, it sounds like you're, sounds like you're getting a little staticky.
Don't worry about it. It'll all be, just dandy.
Okay, sounds like you got some effects going on there.
No, I got nothing going on. Am I coming through in a weird manner?
Uh-oh, maybe it's my computer, because you're coming out really staticky on my computer.
Don't worry about it. Can you fight your way through it, or do you want to, disconnect and reconnect?
All right, Dad, this is what you're sounding like coming through, but that's okay.
Oh, all right, that's usually, that might be a...
There you go,
internet...
now it's good.
Oh, it might be a bandwidth issue.
Oh, okay. Bandwidth issue. Anyway, hey, back to the barfs and shits.
Yeah, let's hear more.
Yeah, I'm you kidding. Know, I just... Hey, for anyone who's listening to this, hopefully you're not about to eat, or you're not too hungry, or I've completely ruined your appetite.
Yeah, make sure you listen to the show while you're crapping.
Yeah, right. And the funny thing is, this stuff was from Molly Stone's. Molly Stone's is supposed to be a pretty, renowned, grocery store.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And the meat didn't look bad. It tasted fine. I just think that, you know, it could have been cooked a little better in the oven. You know, that was the problem, because I think it had a little bit of E. coli still left on there or something. But, yeah, it was brutal. I won't talk too much more about the gruesome stuff, but we actually got full-body massages that day.
This is before or after hitting the bathroom?
After. The day of, yeah.
Don't squeeze there a little too hard, masseuse. Yeah, right. What might happen?
Yeah, if you really want to know the definition of a happy ending. I don't know.
Oil's erupting from the field.
Yeah, right. Especially when I'm laying on my back, you know, it's like, hey, just make sure you keep that towel over my ass pretty tight, because you never know what's going to be flying out of there.
Well, let's take a break here for the first song of the show today.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Coming to us today from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, it's Demerit 7 out of Denton, Texas, with the song Café Ballet from their album Bringing a Knife to a Gunfight.
A girl like you, a guy like me, thought it could be true, but you fooled me. You fool me.
That's okay, that's okay. So whatever happened to the original, you know, the original, the theme song for Timely Beaver? Willy the Beaver. I mean, it looks like you changed that, Ted. I guess you were getting sick of it. You wanted...
I've changed the theme song now about 3 times. Reason for that is I left that, I left that whole thing behind because that was part of the original Timely Beaver show back when, Sam, Aaron, Trevor, Teresa,
Mike, boys and girls.
Yeah, back when that was around, and I thought, you know, those were the hardcore days back when we spent about 2 months, or I guess, roughly 2 months of our whole life doing nothing but the Timely Beaver, and I thought that was the theme song for that show, and so since it's now deviated out of that, that I'd be like, set up a portion of the site that's for the original Timely Beaver show, and now what it's kind of become here. And now I think I'm changing it on whenever I get bored with it.
There you go, Ted. You know, mix it up a little bit. Keep those listeners intrigued. Keep them sitting on the edge of their seats.
Yeah, but I think it was Wednesday or Thursday's show last week. I may change the theme song again, depending on the best 900 voice that a woman can call up the Timely Beaver line at 206-222-2328. That's 206-222-BEAV.
Go Beavers!
Yeah, whoever can, whatever female or male can call with the best 900 number voice, giving phone sex to Willy the Timely Beaver, will be the new theme song. So.
Oh, Willy! Oh, yeah! Fuck me, Willy! Oh, yeah!
Exactly. So, whoever can come up with, or call in with the best one, takes over the theme song. So, there you go. Might change one more time.
Yeah, right on, right on. So this is Phone Sex with Willy. Okay.
Yep.
So who's actually going to be playing Willy?
Well, I guess there is no Willy. You just call in and leave a message. So it's all on them. All their choice.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But, hey, you want me to go through a couple emails we have here? We got a couple Willy the Timely Beaver emails.
Sure, hey, let's do this.
All right. So, we got an email here from Andy. It says, hey guys, I was checking out the cast, nice stuff. It's good to see other people in Oregon out there doing this. And Andy comes to us from frankwitt.com. Frank Witt is another great podcast I'm going to definitely be checking out here. I just got this email this morning.
You know, we should come up with themes and just, you know, man. and maybe on air or whatever? Or I mean, how do you get people to know to call in or email in? I guess they know when you're online, right? Because we're online, they can see that, and they can, you know, talk about their craziest, most embarrassing moment, or you know how they salivated over Wonder Woman when they were younger or whatever.
Well, who didn't salivate over Wonder Woman in the 80s? That chick was hot.
Oh, yeah, you know, I used to kiss her on the TV screen. I know that sounds a little perverted, but I couldn't help myself, you know.
I think I had my first male fantasy to her.
Yeah, well, hey.
Oh, hey.
Carter. Linda Carter. She was...
Is that who it is, Linda Carter?
I believe so.
Oh, man, that spandex. Mm.
Definitely. You know what?
That lasso.
Yeah, she was
killed. I'm telling you.
She was killed, indeed.
I'll tell you what Linda Carter can do with that lasso.
You know, she even sent me a pop-up book, believe it or not. You know, but it could have just been my mom, you know, giving me a pop-up book and saying, oh, here, Chris, you know, this is a book from your favorite celebrity Wonder Woman. And I was so stoked, and I, you know, I popped it open, and, you know, it had Wonder Woman popping out, like, you know, choking the bad guys and jumping off of buildings and all that kind of shit. And I was just... I was absolutely startled. I was thrilled by it. I couldn't believe it. I was hopping around the room, screaming, throwing my hands up. It was great. One of the best presents I've ever gotten.
Maybe you should have been kissing the Wonder Woman in front of your mom so many times.
Well, you know, she always needed to monitor what I watched on the boob tube, you know, back in the day.
Yeah. So.
But,
Well, that's good. That's a nice little memory there.
You betcha.
Hey, I never got anything that cool from my parents, besides, you know, severe whippings. Nice ass whipping.
Like my dad always used to say, well, how about a good smack to the bumping mouth, because I like you.
That's a nice one. What else did your dad? Your dad had that old army slogan I remember you used to tell us in college. Pull up your socks.
Oh, yeah. Drop your cock, pull up your socks, and hit the deck running.
That's it. That's the one.
Right. But, you know, my roommate Mules, you know. Remember Mules?
Yeah, I remember Mules.
My dad called me and said, yeah, Mules, tell that goddamn kid to get out of the rack, pull up his socks, drop his cock, and hit the deck running. And Mules comes walking over, you know, and he says, ah, yeah. Your dad told me to tell you to pull up your socks, drop your cock, and hit the deck running.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was good times, the old OSU, man. We had a lot of crazy times, from gravities to brews. It was, you know...
Man, we ripped up Sackett Hall so bad.
Yep, and hey, get this. My second cousin's living in Sackett. He's starting this year, freshman year.
No way.
Yeah, Spencer. He's a true Beaver.
All right.
Yep, and it's good because, you know, he's a little bit... It's good, you know, he hasn't been that social lately. He's been a little, you know, introverted, you know. He's been hitting the computers a little too hard, you know, playing those freaking games all day, you know.
So he's still a virgin then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, good on him, man. Good on him. Buzz the Aussie site. Good on you, you bloody wanker.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, he'll definitely learn. I was thinking about going up there, breaking him in a little bit. Maybe, you know, whatever, cracking a bottle of JD, maybe, you know, a couple of cases of Bridgeport IPA. Show him how it's done.
Totally. I think you need to do that.
Well, yeah, you know how it was freshman year. I mean, that's the time to really get crazy. That's when classes are easy. They don't really count. You know what I mean? You can gotta fuck up. No one gives a shit. You know?
That's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, we man. Should come back and let's take a break here and play another song, but then come back and talk about some great stories from the heyday of college here.
Hey, let's do it.
All right. So once again, here is Demerit 7 with the song I Want My PJs from Bring a Knife to a Gunfight. And you can find their personal information at myspace.com/Demerit7.
Blast it. We'll be right back.
with your really long hair and your perfect smile. Do you with me? I'll be sure make it worth your while.
Well, let's see, college stories. Well, you know, hey, there's Arturo, there's Mush. I remember...
Oh, Mush, man, that guy was a work.
You know, you tell him something, you know, I remember we used to, like, you know, fire one up or something and talk to Mush, and at the end of the sentence, he'd go, what?
Huh?
What? Hey, Mush, we love you, bud. You know, we wouldn't be cracking on you. You know,
remember Erica Mush, that whole fiasco?
Oh, man, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I don't think I had a hard-on. I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, she totally defiled me.
Yeah, hey, Ted, man, I'll never forget. Let me crash at your place for about a week. That was very congenial of you.
Well, how'd you get kicked out of the dorms again?
Oh, right, right. Hey, you know, come on, Ted, let's talk about happy days.
That wasn't a happy day.
No, yeah, that was a killer day, man. I was so glad to get the hell out of that shithole. That was awesome. I mean, actually, you know, I won't say that. I mean, you know, hey, to all my friends out there, you know, we had a blast. But the RAs and I didn't get along too well, you know. They figured that just because I was a little older and they just, you know, were a bunch of morons. They thought, oh, so I bought beer once in a while for the kids, you know. I mean,
for the minor kids,
big deal. Yeah, there's plenty more people in there, you know, selling dope and all that kind of shit. I wasn't even a dealer, you know. I just, you know, kicked back and, you know, sure, fired it up just like everyone else, but you know, I didn't really give a shit. I didn't let that stop me, Ted. You know, I kept on going strong, and we did our camping trips, and we stayed up late, and we you know, blasted our stereos, and good.
We just had an awesome time.
That's right.
I mean, I'm trying to think of, the road trip that, like, five of us went on. It was you, me, Martha, what's his name, Kirk, and, what's her name, Gretchen.
Gretchen, yeah, camping.
And we went to Eastern Oregon and did a big horseshoe through Oregon and saw that stuff, and it was like a week-long camping in the snow.
Wait, was I there? Or I remember when we went camping on some river and we played Truth or Dare. Or no, it was that other game. What's it called? I said it. I said not or something. Or you know, when you say something and you got to figure out if it's really true or not, if the person's lying.
I can't remember.
I think
I remember Kirk always was playing that damn. I would rather.
Right. Oh, maybe that was it. Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather, you know, eat a nasty, crusty, cheesy vagina or stick my dick in some guy's ass. Yeah. You know, what would you rather do? It's like, God damn.
Yeah, he had some wild ones. Like, well, Kirk, you know, maybe you'd rather go for the latter, but hey, I'd go for the crusty vagina.
I'd pull out the jaws of life and open her up.
Yeah, what would you rather do, eat a, you know, a week-old can of tuna or, you know, walk over a plateau of burning hot coals, you know, for 10 feet. I don't know. That was a crazy one.
Yeah, Curry Elliott, man, so many good times in Sackett. I remember running up and down the halls, just totally drunk and fucked up, strunk.
Oh, yeah. Strunk, that was crazy times for sure, you know. Definitely quite a few that were still a bit hazy, still a bit fuzzy in the memory, but always good,
yeah.
That's for sure. Because usually it would start with a little gravity in the closet, you know, and so after that, you know, it definitely sort of hindered the memory a little bit.
Oh yeah, I remember that one time. We were at your place with the gravity, and my bud Mush had his friend who was visiting, and I had my friend who was visiting, and we were all back at your room and did a little gravity, and I remember I was like, oh, I need to go. And it was just like, I remember seeing, oh, I lost my train of thought. Fuck that.
Yeah, right, yeah. Started to think of something. Never mind. That's cool. Yeah, I think that was Burke. Wasn't that your buddy Burke?
Burke. That was Mush's friend.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Burke, that was fun. I remember he was a big Bad Religion fan.
Yeah. And then, we played a little hacky sack outside, I think.
Yeah.
A couple times. And good times. And then what else did we... We went on some other, we just did, you know, like kind of weekend camping trips here and there. And let's see, I think we did a couple Mary's Peak excursions.
Those were always fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think we brought some bottle rockets up there a couple times and some, some of those mortars and, crazy stuff. And it's crazy to see what everyone's doing after, you know, as partiers as we were back in the day, you know. It looks like everyone's, doing what they want to do and pretty successful. And, no one's OD'd, luckily, or, you know, done anything too crazy, you know. I mean, sure, we've all partied quite a bit. We've kept it in, you know, perspective, though, I think, you know.
Yeah, I think we definitely have. It's definitely been a great experience to see everyone after college, and especially still be in touch 5 years after the fact or whatever, that, you know, we all still are in touch and we all still hang out and see each
keeping
other.
Keeping it
live.
Keeping it live.
Hell yeah. Keeping it real.
You know it.
And I heard about a Hell's Canyon trip. I didn't get to go. But I heard a Hell's Canyon trip was the bomb.
Oh, the Hell's Canyon. The good old Hell's Canyon, yeah. The good old jet boat experience.
So what was this jet boat experience that you just brought
up? Well, you know, we were all kind of sitting around, him and Han, you know, pretty beat from the night before, just kind of kicking back. And of course, you know, crazy Chris here, you know, comes up with the idea of, you know, maybe we should rent a jet boat, you know. And everyone's sitting around going, oh, yeah, right, you know, Chris isn't going to do it, whatever, you know. And I went, whatever, I just want to sit back and, you know, smoke a bowl and drink a beer, you know. I'm thinking, come on now, you jackasses, let's get a little nutty here, you know. So Sam and I actually end up driving down to the rental place to rent, you know, pick up a jet boat. And, you know, they're all cool with it. And so we jump on there, and it was killer. I mean, that thing got some speed. It had some good torque to it. I mean, it just, you know, streaked through the water like Flash Gordon. You know, I mean, that thing was nuts. And so anyway, I was driving. I just remember, you know, driving in front of everybody down the river and to our campsite. And everyone just had this crazy look on his face, like, holy shit, he really did do it. No way, dude. And it was great, you know. Sam was there, and Teresa and Trevor, you know, the whole crew, and so I, you know, ended up, driving up on the boat, and you know, Trevor was super stoked because Trevor, you know, he likes bikes and racing. He likes speed, you know. Trevor.
Oh yeah, he's a speed demon.
Shit, you get Trevor on a light beam, you know, he'd ride it. You know what I mean? He'd be like, screw this, I'm out of here. So Trev gets on the boat, you know, like a freaking maniac, and just, you know, just loving it. And Trev gets on, Sam gets on, and I'm just taking that thing, spinning it around, you know, hitting it up to about, I don't know, maybe 30, 35 or so, which is pretty fast, you know, in the river. And I think as Sam got a little freaked out. She got a little, you know, a little tweaked about it, you know, because I think I was going a little too fast, maybe spinning. I think Teresa got a little bugged out too. And so, you know, I slowed up, and it was all good. And then Trevor gets on. He starts driving it, and Trevor drove it, you know, up the river. We probably went up. Well, actually, were we going downstream? I think we were going upstream. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we were going upstream. We were going upstream probably about 5 or 6 miles past where we were supposed to turn around. Yeah, that was a bit of a problem because, you know, what happened was we all jumped out of the boat and we were floating down the river, and Trevor was driving. And what do you know? We just happened to run into the guy that we rented the boat from.
Just by accident, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, that wasn't the best scene. And I just remember this guy looked like he was going to blow. His face was turning red, you know? I mean, it looks like he was going to have a hernia, you know? I was like, hey, buddy, you need some Exalax here to help you out? Goddamn, this guy.
Got some stuffed mushrooms for you.
Yeah, really. Those would do it for sure. Straight out of Molly's bones. Definitely. Oh, hold on, Ted. We got a sure. call here real quick. Let me just take this. So anyway, you know, this guy goes, hey, that's my boat! You know, like a total freaking jackass, you know. And everyone's flipping out, and I'm in the water, and I think Sam was in the water. We're getting knocked by the river, slammed into rocks, you know. Our feet are pounding into the luckily, the rocks are pretty smooth because of all the, you know, the forces of the water over them. And, you know, so it wasn't too bad, but... anyway, so the guy confiscated our boat, and he actually drove us all to shore to this, like, resort, some fucking wedding or something, you know, people were getting married or having, you know, some whack-off party or something. So anyway, we were on shore, and we ended up having some friends pick us up, driving all the way back to the campground, because this guy that we rented from, he, you know, he's pissed that we went too far and took the boat up.
Guy sounds like a fucking freak.
Yeah, he's a big prick, man. Yeah, you know, and I guess... I don't know. I mean, I guess we were getting a little crazy on the boat. I think Trevor might have caught about 5 or 6 feet of air, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. I mean, that will definitely will never forget that one, you know. See, those are the trips I like, Ted, when we're jumping in the river and getting cold and doing, like, just bone-shattering activities, you know what I'm saying?
Shit. Oh, yeah.
I mean, stuff that we'll never forget that just sticks with us forever, you know, that really, really has an impact.
Oh, totally.
Those are the trips, you know. Like, last trip, man, for my birthday, that was awesome. Jumping in that creek, I remember you and I, Ted, we swam to that little knoll.
Oh, yeah, after whitewater rafting.
You know it, man. That was killer.
Oh, that was awesome. We got to do another. That was awesome.
I was sorry to go. I was sorry to go. And God bless Mike, you know. He's a Marine. He'll hang in there.
Yeah, he's a strong guy.
You bet he is. Shit, he could take down a bull. So, but, you know, definitely good times, Ted. You know, we're friends forever, for sure. I tried calling a Siggity Swizzam.
Siggity Sam?
Yeah, a couple days ago, but she's not too good at returning calls. So maybe I'll just catch up with her when we actually hang out sometime.
Totally. Well, all right. Well, Chris, I thank you for hanging in there and doing your very first show on the Timely Beaver.
Definitely. For sure.
Hope it was a good experience for you.
It was. Hey, we got to do this. We got to get all our friends on here, you know? The two Sams.
Hell yeah. Have a nice round table discussion.
For sure. Yeah. We got to do it. We'll get a little powwow going on, and, you know, maybe we could play some music, and maybe someone else could, like, sing while we're playing. We could do something really funky, you know, really, really stir it up.
Oh, fuck yeah. We'll definitely be on that.
Let's do it. And hey, you know, I'm thinking about a, you know, another Oregon trip probably sometime in December sometime, so get ready.
Cool. I'm set. I'm stoked.
Right on.
All right. Well, hope you all had a good time, and we'll talk to you at the next
Timely episode
Beaver.
Of the TV, baby.
Later, everyone.
Hey, man, it's been awesome.
Thank you all for sticking around for the original Pit Stain Gym issue of the original Timely Beaver, along with our call-in from our big old buddy Chris in California, and along with the final outro, which we'll leave you with a shaving salutary. I hope you all have a bitchin' night. Rock on.
Shaving sounds with Ted.
There we go. On all the nice spots. Right where you need it. Gonna lather you up and shave you down.
straight up into it. Just hold still. No blood, no fuss. And you're done. Enjoy your new cat, man.
This has been Shaving Sounds with Ted.
Hold on. What's happening? I'm home. I'm doing a show right now. I'm doing a show. Yeah. It's this huge show we got. We're gonna make billions. It's crazy. Yeah. It's called the Timely Beeve.